If you want to keep up on all the nerdy news going on, then you're in the right place. Sit down, get comfortable, and let's watch This Week in Nerd. Do you want to know what comic books everybody was buying in September? Let's go through the top 10 for September 2018. Top of the list, we have Return of Wolverine, number 1, from Marvel Comics. Number 2, Heroes in Crisis, number 1, from DC. Doomsday Clock, number 7, comes in at number 3 from DC. Number 4 is Batman, number 55, DC. Number 5 is Batman Damned, number 1 from DC. I'm kind of surprised that one wasn't higher. It sold out everywhere. People are still clamoring to get it, and it's going for high prices on eBay. Number 6, Batman number 54. Number 7, Thanos Legacy, number 1. Number 8, Fantastic Four, number 2. Number 9, Amazing Spider-Man number 6, followed up by Amazing Spider-Man number 5 at the 10 spot. So you can see it's pretty evenly distributed between Marvel and DC in the top 10. We don't see our first Image comic until number 58, Oblivion Song by Kirkman, so it's not even Walking Dead. Alright, still in comics, the Marvel character everybody loves to hate. No, not Cyclops, the other one, Namor. Yeah, Namor is back. He's always been kind of a prick. Now he's tired of everybody invading the oceans. He has decided he's going, instead of invading the land like he has in the past with invasion and flooding Manhattan, he's decided he's just going to kick everybody who doesn't live in the ocean out of the ocean. He has formed a little group called Defenders of the Deep. Namor's Defenders of the Deep are made up of characters like Tiger Shark, Orca, Andromeda, and some other characters in this picture that I'm not quite sure who they are and have not been named yet. Namor begins his agenda in Avengers number 9. He shows he's not above murder as he sends his sharks out to eat Stingray. Namor is pretty formidable by himself. He can take on the Avengers with no help whatsoever. But now that he has some allies with the Defenders of the Deep, the oceans are going to be a scarier place. Let's talk about the Venom movie from Sony. It was a good movie, it just was not a Venom movie. This characterization of Venom was not what I know from the comics. It completely changed his personality and demeanor. Didn't stop people from going to the theaters and watching it. Venom took the top spot for the second week in a row at the box office. It beat out A Star Is Born, which is no easy task since it is getting a lot of Oscar buzz. Venom has earned almost $32 million for its second weekend, putting it at around $244 million worldwide. That is pretty good for a movie that the critics had panned, saying that it was going to fail miserably. And this is why I don't listen to critics. But as I said, it's a great movie, just not a Venom movie. Sony is also working on a movie for Kraven the Hunter. This one, though, will have appearance by Spider-Man since it's going to be based on Kraven's last hunt. If you've read that storyline, it's a great storyline. Kraven has taken down every major thing that he can hunt except for Spider-Man, and he sets his sights on the web-slinger. They're putting out the third installment to what I consider the greatest superhero trilogy. A lot of people, it flies under their radar, the Unbreakable or Easterrail 177 series. This is the Unbreakable series by M. Night Shyamalan, starring Bruce Willis as David Dunn, where he finds out that he actually has superpowers. He finds this out because Mr. Glass, Elijah Price, is on the opposite side of the spectrum, and he's very frail, and you know, the wind will break his bones. The second in that series is Split with James McAvoy. McAvoy's character Kevin Crumb has multiple personalities, and one of those is the Beast, which is a super-powered, crazy primal being. In Glass, the third of that trilogy, all three, Elijah Price, Kevin Crumb, and David Dunn, are all in the same mental institution. Elijah Price, being the mastermind, Mr. Glass, he convinces Kevin Crumb to bring the Beast forward, and they use him to escape. David Dunn, being the good guy, breaks out and is trying to hunt him down. The Unbreakable series, one of my favorite superhero series. You got great story, great characters, not overuse of CGI, hardly any CGI. Just really good storytelling and acting. Can't wait for Glass to come out. Netflix will not be picking up the option for season 3 of Iron Fist, but you will still see Danny Rand crossover in some of the others, and actually Defenders 2 is not off the table. So we will see Danny Rand and possibly Jessica Jones, another Defenders, probably Luke Cage, they work so well together, and maybe we'll get a Heroes for Hire spinoff. But there will be no more Mortal Iron Fist solo series.
I am the Iron Fist, protector of Kanlan.
Yes, Danny, we know who you are. The Arrowverse has huge crossovers every fall. This fall, no different. We are going to be introduced to the city of Gotham and a new character to the Arrowverse, Batwoman. They cast Ruby Rose to be Batwoman, and they've shown some costume pictures of her, and it looks like they took them straight out of the comic book. This is right off the pages of DC. Ruby Rose has the look. She has the acting chops. The Arrowverse, all those shows are crazy popular. I'm loving that they're expanding, especially with Gotham going away. CW is expanding their CW superhero universe. So it might not be long before we start seeing some more of these guys in their own series. D&D players, if you remember a while back, they added a new class. Old Spice came up with the Gentleman class based off of their commercial character. Well, not to be outdone, they've made another new class, not Old Spice, it's just made up by the fans, called the Murder Hobo class. If you've ever played D&D, you know the Murder Hobos are the players who just want to maim, kill, rape, torture, for no reason whatsoever, just to do it and cause chaos. They have made their own class with class-defining rules now. You can actually download this from DM Guild, which is, it's probably not going to be considered canon for D&D, but being on DM Guild is probably the next best thing. If your DM is allowing it, you might try this Murder Hobo class. If that's not for you, get the Old Spice Gentleman class. I've played the Gentleman class. It's pretty cool. You should try it out. Murder Hobo class, not into that type of character. A lot of people are. But hey, now you've got rules for it. By now you've heard that Disney has fired James Gunn, the guy who wrote and directed the Guardians of the Galaxy, hugely popular movies. He was fired over some tweets he made 10 years ago or so. They were made in jest, but they were taken, I guess, by Disney seriously. They didn't like the content. A lot of dark humor that they didn't think was funny, so they fired him. Well, as soon as they did that, all the other companies were lined up at his door knocking. And the one he answered for was DC. The DC Universe is going to have James Gunn attached to the new Suicide Squad 2 movie. He's already proven he can write group movies with Guardians of the Galaxy and just do a killer job. It hasn't been decided if he's going to direct Suicide Squad 2 yet, but just the fact that he's writing it, it's mind-blowing. We're going to see probably the best Suicide Squad incarnation you could think of. Dave Bautista's already said that he wants to come over if James Gunn is directing it and play a character. I can't wait for this. To see a DC movie be as popular as some of the Marvel movies would be great. I would love to see James Gunn grab this and run with it and just do a whole series of DC movies. So, congratulations, James Gunn. Congratulations, DC. Marvel, I hope the guy you replace him with does just as well. Let's finish this up with some Star Wars. Let's start with The Mandalorian show by Jon Favreau. If you don't know already, the Disney Play Channel has picked up a big budget Star Wars series that they're letting Jon Favreau write and direct. Jon Favreau has done an excellent job with all the other stuff he's worked on, from Iron Man to Zarathustra, Jumanji, all the way up to Jungle Book, the live action one. Handing him the reins of this and him picking a character or a classic character so iconic as Mandalorian Can't wait, man. In case you didn't know, Jango Fett and Boba Fett are the Mandalorians you're probably more familiar with, or maybe some of the ones from the Clone Wars series. Well, Jon Favreau has released a picture of a prop that's going to be used, and this is going kind of obscure deep into the Star Wars lore. It's one of the old ice cream makers. If you watched, I believe it was Empire Strikes Back, when they're evacuating Cloud City, you see a dude in an orange jumpsuit run by carrying what looks like a ice cream maker. That guy actually has a name, and he's actually really important to the Star Wars lore. His name is Wilro Hood. At cons, they have people dressed up like Wilro Hood running around with ice cream makers, and they just run around the cons in a line yelling ice cream. Kind of a funny little thing they do. But if you look back at his history, Wilro Hood worked with the Rebel Alliance, and on Cloud City, they did a lot of dealings with the Rebels, selling them the gas that they mined from Cloud City. When the Empire was coming, all this information was on the computer core, and they did not want that to fall into the Empire's hands, because then they could just go through and decimate the Rebel Alliance, because they would know who all was in the Rebel Alliance, who was working with them, who was sympathizers. So the story is, Wilro grabbed that computer core, which is actually the ice cream maker, and that's what you're seeing him run down the hallway to dump it down a garbage chute to get rid of it. So then later on, he stayed on Cloud City. The Empire captured him. They tortured him for information for years, and he did not give any information up. So, even though they make fun of him in the cons, running around screaming ice cream, one of the more important guys, he kept the Rebel Alliance afloat by getting rid of that information and keeping it out of the Empire's hands. So look him up, Wilro Hood. Get that, he needs an action figure. Give Wilro Hood an action figure, Hasbro. Okay, still in Star Wars, Lucasfilm Technology Studio, the ILM X-Lab. You saw earlier they released a Darth Vader virtual reality simulator called Vader Immortal. They have come out with another one. They went, as far as they could on the other end of the spectrum from Darth Vader. This new one is, it's going to be Star Wars Project Porg. If you're not familiar with Porgs, they're the little weird-looking creatures that were in the new Star Wars movies. Chewbacca almost ate one. Very annoying little creatures that they've made. Now you get to see them in virtual reality. It's going to be kind of like the old Tamagotchis or whatever, where you had to raise your little Tamagotchi. Well, this is like the new version of that. It's the virtual reality. You're going to raise your own Porgs. Yeah, it's probably going to be very popular, although I just really, I really hope not, because I can't see Porgs too much. Okay, let's end this on a Star Wars also. If you're into aromatherapy, with the scented candles and everything to bring out the different moods, and you're also a nerd like me, you are in luck. They have Star Wars official candle sets, scented. And I'm here's the graphic for that. Let me just read some of these off to you. Banther Milk, Wookiee, because who doesn't want their house to smell like a Wookiee? At least it's not wet Wookiee. Trash from the Trash Compactor, X-Wing Cockpit, the Cantina, Tauntaun, Millennium Falcon, Yoda's Cooking Pot, Han Solo and Carbonite, Lightsaber Duel, Rancor, Sarlacc Pit, Jabba's Palace, Death Star Destroyer, and Ewok. I'm just wondering, does Ewok smell kind of like Wookiee? You would think so. I don't know. But if you're into the aromatherapy and you're a nerd and you like Star Wars, you can have your house smell like the inside of an X-Wing cockpit. As always, thank you guys for watching. Please subscribe to this YouTube channel. Mash that bell icon to be notified whenever I upload a new video. If you're one of my auditory-only friends on podcast, subscribe to me on your favorite podcast platform. I will see you guys next week with some more news. Later, nerds. Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.